Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine. I'm here with Alessandro Cabella, who is the managing director of Rome Cavalieri, which is a Waldorf Astoria hotel. Where else? In Rome. We're here celebrating the reopening of a 3-Michelin-star restaurant. They're called La Pergola. And we're going to talk about that and the hotel and more on Insider Travel Report. Let's talk about this restaurant, which Chef Beck said, you know, it's the same view and the same chef, but it's been around for a while, but now it's been closed since November. Explain what's going on, please.
Well, actually, La Pergola is the only 3-star Michelin restaurant in Rome. This since the last 19 years in a row, which is absolutely a great achievement. And it is marking a milestone of what actually the tradition of the culinary experience of Heinz Beck is. Effectively, the La Pergola is existing since 1994, so we are going to celebrate in October 30 years, and we found no better time to, in a certain sense, close a book of its history and in a certain sense, write a new book by closing the restaurant in November 2023. Practically fully refurbishing the restaurant, redoing everything, and it will be reopening in June with a completely new dress, or in any case, a new identity, a new vision.
Now, the same chef, and he's been there how long, Chef Beck?
The chef is there since 1994. Yeah, is 30 years practically. Yeah, and I think that what actually our regular customers, a new customer that will be living in our restaurant, is this sense of a tradition that is very much represented by the color scheme, the decoration, the architectural side of the restaurant. But in the meantime, a sense of a contemporary that we desired to bring in order to project the restaurant into a new century of history.
It was described as timeless elegance, but contemporary.
Keeping this tradition in terms of color scheme, in terms of decoration, but in the same time bringing such a contemporary accent to what we have created in order really to project the restaurant in the future. And especially to attract a new profile of clientele, which is becoming more and more, educated in gastronomy, and is becoming even younger.
Well, I was going to ask about demographics.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We are seeing younger generation to be much more attracted by experiencing in a 3-star Michelin restaurant than before.
Now, some of the other features of the restaurant in the past are that wine collection.
Yes.
Is it as large as ever?
I have to say that it's
70,000 bottles is what I read.
Yeah, it is very large. It's a very large inventory of bottles. Of course, I cannot disclose the value of everything, but I can guarantee you that it is a very important investment for us, and this is something that we want to continue in the future.
And I was intrigued. 45 types of water.
Yes, we have.
Please explain that.
Well, this has been, of course, as you can imagine, a decision and a choice made by the chef. It's the way of, in a certain sense, creating something different, not just give importance to the wine, creating a dedicated menu, but even to have a menu of the water in order really to please every single customer that is coming to our restaurant.
That's luxury.
That is a luxury, yes, absolutely.
And now, did any dishes survive? Because I know it's a brand new menu, but are some traditional, you know, like people really want these?
Yeah.
I thought...
As has been also mentioned by Chef Heinz Beck, I think that only 3 or 5 dishes that are going to be kept. There are signature dishes that, of course, everybody is expecting to taste when they're coming. And consequently, those that are going to be kept.
If you've been there, you won't be disappointed. If you've been there.
Yeah. No, they're going to be there.
And let's now talk a little bit about the hotel.
Yes.
So public spaces are the same contemporary.
Well, I have to say that last year we have celebrate our 60th anniversary, as well as we are going to celebrate the 30th anniversary of La Pergola this year. I think that has been a big milestone, the 60th anniversary, because this gave us a sort of a kickoff of what I used to call the rebirth of this Grand Dame. We have started with La Pergola, and this is going to be revealed in June. In the meantime, we are already working with another team of architects in the fully refurbish of the hotel. This is going to be a little bit longer in terms of preparation, but our aim is really to start in 2026 to refurbish completely all the hotel bedrooms and to in a certain sense to have a brand new hotel in by the end of 2027, latest 2028.
But the decor in the public space is basically the same, or any changes?
Well, the decor, again, we wanted to keep to keep our identity because let's not forget that we are home of the largest private art collection in Europe. We have more than 1,000 pieces of art that they are showcased around the property. So fundamentally, we wanted to keep our DNA, and this is going to be found again in the public areas and in the new bedrooms. But of course, again, all this is going to be reinterpreted in a much more contemporary way.
The room classes, I mean, we're talking to travel advisors, they're going to be selling your suites and different room classes. Is that going to remain the same, or is that going to shift a little?
No, we are going to reduce our key inventory. The idea is really to bring the key inventory from 370 keys down to 350, 355, in order to increase the number of suites.
Spa, you have a spa?
Yes. Well, we have certainly one of the largest spa for an hotel in Italy. Is about if I'm not mistaken, 25,000 square feet, and is very pretty large, with the fitness, indoor swimming pools, free outdoor swimming pools. So we can definitely complement what is going to be the pleasure of the culinary experience in La Pergola with the well-being the day after in our spa.
And is there a better spot for a wedding?
You mean the spaces for wedding?
You have meeting spaces and wedding space. Oh, let's talk about that.
Well, the wedding is something very important to us. I mean, we use a very to welcome weddings from all over the world, from India, from US, from all over the world, and we are very pleased to really to. To offer this kind of experience in our hotel, especially because in any case we are certainly the only hotel in Rome offering a park of 15 acres where of course all the guests they can enjoy outdoor spaces no equal to no others.
So we're going out to 126,000 travel advisors. What's your advice on how to sell the property?
Well, I think that the Rome Cavalieri is something completely different from whatever other hotel in Rome. Well, first of all, we cannot consider it just an hotel. It's a real resort. It's a urban resort, a luxury urban resort in the middle of the city of Rome, overlooking the city. Is an experience within the experience of Rome. And consequently is completing in my point of view what is the perfect holidays in Rome, because We know how many beauties we have in Rome, how many point of interest we have in Rome, but I can guarantee that coming back and relaxing, indulging times around the pool or in our restaurants or in our terraces, and also to having the privilege to stay in one of our bedrooms with the private balconies and overlooking the city, is this is real luxury.
But also your location, how easy is it to get to things?
Well, as you can imagine, by having a park of 15 acres, I cannot be right in the middle of the old city center. So I'm really far out, but the old city center is reachable very easy in 20 minutes, and we are providing shuttle services. So there is absolutely no problem.
All right, so our travel advisors want to find out more. Where do they go?
Well, they can contact me. I mean, I'm more than pleased to support them and in a certain sense to share my suggestions in how they can sell better and more my property. Of course, if I'm not available, there will be always my director of sales or my commercial team always available and always ready to better explain you the advantages and the USP that we can provide for the most luxurious and perfect experience in Rome.
The URL on the web, that what should they use?
Well, it is www.romcavalieri.com. If not, you can eventually send me an email, alessandro.cabella@waldorfastoria.com.
Thank you for talking to us, and I hope our travel advisors will get more involved and actually maybe visit the property.
Well, listen, first of all, as I said before, thank you very much for inviting me. It's been a great pleasure to be with you and all of you, of course. And we know how important you are, and I really look very much forward to welcome you to Rome, to let you understand and to let you better discover our property, but moreover, to have your guest in my hotel. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.